This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly event that happens courtesy of the folks on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay Kirshner. We are here to discuss the stories and the people that have been listed this week by the authorities at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can see these lists all over our social media at djvshow.com. You can find them at talkers.com. So let's go through the people list and the story list, and then I'm going to ask the ladies to pick their favorite or what they consider to be the most important story this week. They may agree, they may disagree. We'll find out after I actually go through the list. At number 10, stories about the weather, what's going on. As a matter of fact, just off the air before we started here, Victoria and Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio at our originating network, Radio America, were talking about a tornado that blew through New Jersey. Last night, what was the how much serious damage was done, or is it just the fact that we never hear about a tornado in New Jersey?
Well, yeah, I mean, this started on the western side of New Jersey, which it's not uncommon to have tornado warnings or even a tornado touchdown where it's very flat. But this was right outside of the Trenton area, and this was a large tornado that blew through, lots of wind damage, lots of, you know, structural damage. And then it took a turn. I'm on the Jersey Shore in Monmouth County, so it headed north and then east, which we never have any tornadoes that's this far east, because we're right on the ocean. And it blew right over my brother's house, and he was in the basement with his wife and the dogs, and the National Weather Service was blowing up everybody's phone saying, take shelter now. And it was pretty intense. It's definitely the closest a tornado has ever come to, you know, by the time it got to the shore, it didn't touch down, but you could see it funneling up in the cloud as it moved, and you could see, you know, it had all the classic formations. It just, the little tail of it hadn't actually touched the ground, which was a saving grace, because that's really, you know, what, like,
isn't that how typhoons, when tornadoes go out over open water, isn't that how the typhoon starts? Typhoons are different than hurricanes in a manner of speaking.
Have you ever seen those water spouts?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
we see that. We actually see that a lot. I mean, I grew up at the shore, so we've seen that a lot. All the surfers are usually out in the water, and you can see it kind of off in the distance.
Well,
it looks like a tornado.
That's what
it is
about spider climbing, though, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, to play off of that, there was a huge earthquake also in Alaska, an 8.2, and it caused warnings for all kinds of events in the water and on land. And so I don't think there was a whole lot of damage, because it didn't happen where there were a lot of people or buildings. But still, 8.2.
For a lot of people that live there. And, yes, if that had happened in a more populous area, I think about Los Angeles, where I live all the time, and we had a 6.7 that really, literally knocked down my high school when I was in high school.
The highways were all falling apart.
Yeah, freeways. Oh, yeah. There was a very famous story of a motorcycle police officer who was on an overpass connector between the 118 and the 210 freeways, and he fell off during the earthquake because the roadway literally cracked.
Yeah.
And so when you think about that and the catastrophe, it could be in a more populated area like San Francisco. Or Los Angeles, but I thought it was interesting. It's all connected. The tsunami warning, of course, went down the West Coast, right, after the earthquake.
All the way to Hawaii.
Surfers apparently were loving it, though, because the water, even though there wasn't a tsunami, it was very, I guess the waves were ripe.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Okay. Number 9, the Olympics. And not only a focus on the medal count, which changes as we do this. There's a certain count, and maybe by the time you hear it over the weekend, there'll be a different count. But the focus on Simone Biles, who's also on the people list this week, and the discussion of mental health in general, but as it applies to all of the pressure that's being brought to bear on these Olympians, given the fact that in addition to dealing with what their usual challenges are, they've had to deal with the Delta variant and with the vaccine question, whether they wear a mask, and
the fact there are no people
in the stands to watch the events. Go ahead, Jen.
This is just what we know Simone Biles was dealing with, right? There are no fans in the audience, limited people that can travel with you in your support circle. First Olympics since she came out and kind of blew the whistle on Larry Nassar, who sexually abused hundreds of girls, hundreds of athletes, and she herself. So she's dealing with that for the first time. The Olympics has been moved. The weight of the world is on her shoulders because she's the most decorated Olympian. Her mother, who gave her up for adoption because she was a drug addict, now back in the picture. Her brother just went through a murder trial. I mean, all of these things happening at once for someone is a lot. And here's the deal. It's not like she just didn't power through something that was like a baseball game or a basketball game. When you're a gymnast, you're running at a platform at a speed somewhere between 15 and 30 miles per hour. If you are in your head and you make one bad move, you could end up crippling yourself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the best case scenario. You could end up killing yourself if you make one bad move. Yeah. And so I think a lot of people who are criticizing her don't understand that just being off by one millimeter
could screw up your entire body,
right?
Then criticize her. All right, let's keep moving here.
I think it's crazy.
Number eight, the social media biases. Let's save that for Jay at 23 past the hour. Number seven, the immigration situation. I don't think there's anything new, just continuing conversation about that. Same with number six. Although six is China relations, I would think that there every week there's something new. We were talking on the DJV program about how much money is being collected in taxes, how much money is being spent by the federal government, and there's a $1 trillion difference between what was collected last year and what was spent. So the idea is, where do we get the extra money? Some of it was just printed, so that's why we have inflation. Some of it was borrowed on the open market in bonds and that sort of stuff. And, of course, the Chinese keep buying up all of that paper, so that affects our relationship with them. They're getting more and more testy, as we find out, and we're getting closer and closer, we, the international community, to finding out or to pinning the tail on the donkey here. More and more people are figuring out that they, in fact, did create this virus in a lab, and more people are looking at it as a deliberate release. They haven't gotten that far yet, but I certainly am convinced that's what's happened. So where is the real question here is, where is the action by in our country or around the international community to hold China accountable? Where is the action? What are we doing with these people, to the people that the government of this country is so, our country, I'm not talking about China, so corrupt that they can get away, it would seem, with almost anything? What, are we afraid of these people? Why hasn't anything been done?
Well, is this a question that you want answered right now? Because, this week there was a bipartisan commission that's pushing the White House and gave a whole list of criteria of what they want to see. And this is a bipartisan effort. This is something that, I think
their patriotism should be questioned. And
yep.
One of the things that Ted Cruz did during the hearing on China and all of their cyber hacking is he asked the whole panel that works for the administration why there haven't been sanctions on China, and none of them, and he said, why? And it was crickets. The silence was deafening. It was crazy.
Yeah. All right, 14 past the hour. More from the story list, and then the ladies pick their favorite or most important story here on the Talk Radio Review.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about tech that will help me focus on my work and my workouts?
Also possible. Staples Connect has all the tech you need to work and learn from home. And now, Apple AirPods Pro are only $179. That's $70 off. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 Limit 2 in-store only.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new friend?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here we are back in the fold here. The number five item on our story list of the top ten is a focus on crime and violence, and we bring Chicago into the picture, even though the feds are sort of downplaying the numbers. They're not as bad as they used to be. Certainly getting a lot of attention, and the hundreds and hundreds of people that are getting killed in Chicago, especially a modern American city that has this much crime, this much violence. And I looked at a story. The mayor of Chicago looks like somebody that I wouldn't want to meet. And I say that advisedly. She just, there's something about her that doesn't quite ring a bell with me. And I listened to the responses that she has to some stuff. Like, if you can edit me if you want, ladies. It seems to me what I
racist.
Saw... This unbelievable racist. She says no white,
is a racist.
No white people. What was the actual pronouncement?
She said that she wouldn't grant interviews to white people. So somebody asked her if she would like to go back on that, and she said no. And I would just like to say, if the mayor of, let's just say, Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti, who is white, would say that he would not take questions or do interviews with black reporters.
Reporter. Yeah.
Right. What would people say?
Yeah,
he would say he's racist.
Incredible.
And I'm going to say that Lori Lightfoot is demonstrating that she is racist.
Complete. And
she's married to a white woman, so she's ridiculous.
And what's the story? The same thing's kind of true with the mayor of Baltimore, if I remember correctly. Wasn't that same kind of stuff coming out of the mayor of Baltimore?
Not as blatant. This Lori Lightfoot lets black people die in the streets every single day. She continually talks about defunding the police. She's atrocious.
How'd she get elected?
And now we know that she's also racist. I don't know.
How did she get elected?
She can't be racist if she's married to a white woman. I mean, that's...
Of course she can be. Look, if I were married to a black guy and I said I wasn't... Yeah, okay. If I'm married to a black guy and I said I won't take report questions from a reporter, that I won't take any questions from black people, what would you say? You'd say, Jen, what is going on with you?
You're married to a black guy?
Yeah.
I would think you're trying to...
I
would think you're trying to make a statement, which she is as well, that more minority reporters need to be reporting on these things, which is essentially...
She should say that. She should say that.
That is what she was trying to say, but she really bungled it. So that is what she's
trying to say. I'm tired of giving people a bungling pass only on one side of the aisle. If a white person bungled that statement,
every Trump person gave Trump a million passes on everything he bungled. So this is happening on both sides.
What did he say that was as overtly racist as that? Nothing.
All right, number four, the economy. I just went through, as I said a few minutes ago, the whole business of what was taken in by the government and what was spent by the government. Right now, our focus is that infrastructure bill, which seems to have controversy attached to it, because once again, even though the Republicans and the Democrats seem to have come to an agreement, the number of actual infrastructure programs seems to be in the minority of what wants to be spent. You know, fixing roads, fixing bridges. That's not what this is. There are all kinds of other things that are in there that don't apply to actually fixing tangible objects. Which I think is objectionable. Okay, number three, the continuing focus on January 6th, the election. That's number kind of combo 3 and 2. Number 1 is COVID, as you can imagine. All right, so we'll pick and choose here. Social media up next. It's 21 after the hour.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Three after the hour now on the radio, the talk radio review, the DJV show participants working over the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. I was mentioning the number 8 item this week on the story list was the bias in social media. Actually, between Victoria and her tech report and Jay, very interesting to see how some of these things are coming into play and what the adjustments are with Instagram and Twitter and who's protecting whom. But the question remains for Jay, and I think for all of us, how much you use social media. Is there a bias there? Does it affect the way you live? Should it be regulated? That's really what number 8 is all about. What would happen, and how would you envision if there's regulation, Victoria? Well, all three of you can weigh in on this. I would like it if you could or would. We regulate social media the way radio, for example, is regulated. Commercial radio with federal licenses, stations, television radio stations with federal licenses are highly regulated. There is none of that for the social media platforms, and they are doing pretty much the same thing as what we do here on licensed radio stations. So what do you say, ladies? Jay, you want to start?
Well, there's definitely bias. I mean, with social media, they have their algorithms. So even if it's not strictly political, they have keywords that they will stop posts from showing up in other people's timelines and news feeds.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? Just, is it fair?
No, I think if you choose to follow somebody or you're friends with somebody, it should be equal opportunity. When I personally am using Instagram, I will find that I have to actually go to my loved ones' profiles because their stuff doesn't show up in my newsfeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found that too. But that's not political. That's the thing. Everyone wants to always make everything political. Whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, the algorithms on all of the social media platforms, they're not just discriminating against someone's political bias or, There are so many things. There are so many things that can get your that lowers your visibility, and so all of this is protected under Section 230. So that's why that's a conversation that a lot of people are having of, you know, eliminating those liability coverages.
Conservatives that are getting are not being seen, or liberals that are not being seen, and it's not. There is a bias, but like Victoria said, it's not political. It's across the board.
Oh, you're gonna 100% hear from me that I think it is absolutely political. I mean, maybe because you guys are not posting actively stuff from a conservative point of view. I mean, I do, and I am in a circle of people who do and who have their posts taken down, have their platforms entirely wiped away, and I'm talking about like Twitter profiles, like people who have like a million followers just wiped away. Twitter can take all of that. Now look, it's all part of their terms and conditions. They can do what they want. At this point, they're a private company, but the conversation is, should they be? If they're all for freedom of speech, like they say they are, then they shouldn't be picking winning and losing messages. I ask how much blood is on the hands of Facebook and on Twitter right now, because they shut down a lot of messages on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram that could have been helpful to people during COVID that had nothing to do with politics, but they were picking winners and losers. And they were being, and by the way, their algorithm for that was being created by somebody who was funding the lab in Wuhan. So if that's true, it is true, you can just check out, you know, where everybody sits. This is true. I've looked at it. Then why are we allowing
on the other
those
side
people
too?
Why are we allowing those people against one side to silence?
But it's happening on the other end too. And there are so many. I follow a lot of people in the LGBTQ community who have been shadow banned on Instagram for posting things. So it's happening on both sides of the aisle.
I had my original TikTok removed because I posted something about guns, and then they removed it saying that I was under 13 because my nieces sometimes post videos on my account as well when they hack my phone. So they use the excuse of
child labor law needs to apply here because apparently Jay is underage to be on this program. Wow. Look into that. All right. The continuing focus back to the we'll go to the people list as we continue.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to fine local officials and businesses that enforce mask mandates up to $1,000 in an executive order issued on Thursday. The new order reiterates Abbott's opposition to mask mandates while extending previously issued orders, which penalized local officials and others for enforcing various COVID-19 safety protocols. Attorneys representing the families of 9 service members killed in an ocean training accident near San Clemente Island last summer announced a lawsuit Thursday against the manufacturer of the amphibious assault vehicle that sank with the men inside. Attorney Eric Dubin.
What you don't accept or brace in your heart is for your kids to die because of defective equipment, for your kids to die because of knowingly defective equipment.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA's Wendy King reports on a somewhat disappointing jobs report.
About 400,000 workers in the U.S. have filed new unemployment claims, according to the Labor Department in its weekly report. The number of new filings is a decrease of about 24,000 from the previous week. The department's figure was higher than most economists expected. For the week ending July 24th, there were about 3.3 million continuing claims, which lagged the initial claims by a week. The largest increases for the latest available data were seen in Michigan, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Illinois. The greatest decreases in claims were seen in New York, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Georgia. The report came on the same day the Commerce Department reported that the U.S. economy grew by almost 7% for the second quarter of 2020, which was the third straight quarter of increased growth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas actually bothered to look at the data the CDC used to justify its new mask mandate decision. The game changer, data the CDC used for the mask mandate, is from a single study from India. The study that influenced this decision, it followed healthcare workers who were vaccinated with a vaccine not even approved in the U.S., Crenshaw added. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the charts from Talkers Magazine, the week of July 26th. The 30th is upon us, so we've got to the end of the month. A lot of things have changed, but yet there are many things that are on the list that are that have been there pretty constantly, certainly COVID and COVID-related stories and political things. So let's go through the people list. We've talked about Simone Biles. She's at 10. I don't want to talk about the guy who runs China, he's at 9. Ron DeSantis at 8. Let's talk about him for a moment and how the situation in Florida has changed, or has it? There are those who are justifying the fact that it's one of the 4 or 5 reddest states when it comes to COVID. It's created a stir among people on the left and people on the right because DeSantis has political aspirations. So, you know, you wonder, okay, what's that got to do with anything here? Apparently it has to do a lot with it. And so are his Jennifer, I would ask you whether his star would be fading because of the situation in Florida. I know I have to go to Florida for a day this next week.
Quite the contrary. His star is on the rise because I think what he has said this week is get the vaccine. It works. But he said, we are not going to do shutdowns, which he didn't do the first time. And we're not going to have the government mandating or trying to enforce or arrest people for not wearing masks. That's where I think everybody needs to be. Mm-hmm. I think
their hospitals are now, they've got several hospitals at max capacity, and they've got tents set up outside like it was the height of the pandemic again. So Florida is going to have some sort of a plan because it's only getting worse.
And I think they do have a plan of triaging. I mean, people who get sick are going into the hospital. They're not being turned away. The thing is that I really look at what happened in California. I look at what happened in New York, and I look at what happened in Florida. In New York, you have the governor choosing to put sick people into nursing homes, killing way more people than need to be killed. At that time, Governor DeSantis was wrecked by the liberal media going after him because he hadn't initiated the same kind of shutdowns. California was shut down for a year. Our death rate was higher than Florida, where the age demographic is much higher than in California. And why is that? Because DeSantis let people go about their business, let people do their thing instead of sending them home and locking down where the virus spreads most. The virus is spreading most in people's homes when you're sitting around not masked and comfortable with one another. And so I think people are going to get sick, and especially in these big states. You know, everybody goes a lot of pro-clutching about Florida, New York, and California, but they are populated states that have a lot of people living on top of each other. So there's going to be high numbers. I think you have to decide on your tactic. Is it lock down and wait with your holding your breath until everything is gone? Or is it getting out there and living life and just dealing with it as a fact of something that you have to deal with? And I think DeSantis has done that, and I think he's led Florida through it. And I think if you ask the people of Florida, they really strongly approve of it.
Some will feel strongly as you do, and some will not. Okay, let's move. I want to kind of dispense with the discussion of the people list because it's a lot of the same names: Liz Cheney, Mitch McConnell, Pelosi, Fauci, Trump, and Biden. There are two talkers in the people list this week. There are actually three people on the list that ought to be there that aren't because there isn't enough room. I think the story of ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who's been charged with sexual assault from the 1970s, this guy belongs in jail. He belongs maybe not even in jail. This is another one of those stories this creature gets away with it like so many others who are in the Catholic hierarchy. There's no way you can talk your way around this. There's no way you can justify it. If you're Catholic, you cannot stand up and say, oh, well, you know, he deserves different attention because he's a man of the cloth. None of that. The fact that it's taken this long for this stuff to surface, this guy was at a wedding reception in Massachusetts in 1974 at Wellesley College. He was the former Archbishop, by the way, of Washington, highest-ranking Catholic official in the country that has faced these charges. He's 91 years old, and people say, leave him alone. And Victoria brought up something that was, I thought, relevant. We're not leaving away. We find Nazis that are in their 90s all over the place.
Yep.
And we throw the book at them.
No excuse for your age. Doesn't matter.
No.
It's what you did.
Mm-mm. And the fact that these people still, there are people who are making excuses for them.
Who?
Who
do you hear doing that? Because I haven't heard any. I mean, I'm a Catholic. I haven't heard anybody make excuses.
Well, the Vatican. I think he means like the higher ups definitely knew. They looked the other way.
Yeah, no, 100%, and they did that for a long time, and I think the reason is, especially in this country, that they looked the other way for a long time on the priests who were just in local parishes is because at the highest levels you have this kind of corruption, right?
Right.
And so until you can weed out that kind of corruption at the highest levels, then what happens at the lower parishes? I don't know, I kind of take issue with the fact that you think people are defending this guy. I don't think so. I think people want justice. I think Catholics want justice. I think people...
Hardcore Catholics cannot deal with this, Jennifer. I know a fellow who's a friend of mine. I work for him. He couldn't deal with this. He had many friends who were priests. He actually went into a deep depression. It's not what he said. It's how his life changed. He was so tied to these people, and he grew up. And I didn't.
Well,
I suspect that he was probably molested as a child himself in the Catholic Church. I think
when you have a trusted advisor, whether it's someone in religion or school or whatever, and those people prey on you, of course you're going to go into a depression. But I'm talking about right now. I mean, are there Catholics that are defending this? I think you'd be hard pressed to find one.
My dad's from Ireland. He's an Irish Catholic. My whole family is Catholic. I have never heard of a single Catholic person who thinks that any of this is okay. I mean, I have two uncles who were both sexually abused by priests. And so I think a lot of families have been impacted by this. And I don't know of a single person outside of maybe these people working higher ups, you know, in the Vatican, who can even make an excuse for this. It's vile. I don't know. I don't know, Doug. Maybe you're one person that can defend it.
Maybe it's the neck of the woods that I'm in, much of anything else. Remember, Cardinal Law came from Boston. All right, let's keep moving here. There are two talkers in the news for different reasons. A headline in what's the Mercury News? Is that a California paper?
Yeah, it's in Fresno, I think. It's Fresno, in Central and Northern California.
Yeah. So their headline today is, could Larry Elder actually win in California? The answer to that is yes. There are several scenarios in which the former talk host, or at least he's taken a leave of absence from his work, he became a talk radio host in 1993. As a matter of fact, he and I started the same day on KABC in Los Angeles, as I recall. He is a very interesting, very bright guy, lawyer by trade, came from Cleveland, and had done some work in Cleveland, came to the attention of Dennis Prager, who works with Jennifer now on KRLA in Los Angeles. Beside doing this program, she's on KRLA doing mornings there. Dennis is on that station, and Larry is on that station as well. He is not now because he's running for governor. But he's a very bright guy, very interesting twist on things. One of his best comments, I think, in the past year has been regarding reparations. I repeat this with enthusiasm because I think it hits the nail on the head. But this is the kind of philosophy the guy has and why it will ring a bell with people in California. He said, why should people who never owned slaves pay reparations to people who have never been slaves? I think you just figure it out from there. All right, so that's Larry in the focus. And then there's Phil Valentine, who's a talker down in your neck of the woods in Nashville, Jay, I guess I wonder, we've seen a lot of national coverage. What is the local news media saying about him being in the hospital on a ventilator, almost dying from pneumonia related to COVID, and saying that he was, I don't know that he said that he was wrong. I don't think he ever said that about telling people not to get the vaccination, but he's telling people now, go get the vaccination. And his family is, and everybody else that he worked with. So what's the sort of local spin in Nashville on this?
Yeah, exactly that. Just that he was somebody who was denouncing the vaccine and everything, got extremely sick, and then from personal experience realized that he wanted to change his tune, and now he's pushing the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's pretty much the story. Hopefully he's doing better, but he was on a ventilator half the day and on oxygen the other half the day, and the last I heard he was on a ventilator all the time. I don't know whether that's improved. How long, if you're going to improve, how long does it take if you're on a ventilator for you to come back around? Anybody know?
It's not good for you to be on a ventilator full time. It's very difficult. Every day, there's like some kind of figure, but every day that you're
survive,
on a ventilator.
Don't they?
People
been
survive.
On a ventilator?
Yeah. People can come back, but you get very weak
but
already.
The longer you're on it, less chance you have of coming off.
Now, what I hear is that he was in really good shape to begin with, and so
he
that
was.
Would probably
yep.
help him, hopefully. Yeah. But
Yeah, he's very, very fit. Early 60s, I think, if I'm not mistaken, probably 61, 62, somewhere in there. But holy good thought for him. It's 44 past the hour. I'm going to have everybody, the three ladies, pick their favorite, most important story on the list this week after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
All right, meanwhile, back at the Ranch, 46 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay, I'll start with you. What's your, if favorite is the right, what do you think is the most important story, or what has affected you most of the 10 stories that we went through this week in the list?
What I'm personally passionate about is the mental health aspect regarding the Tokyo Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, with good reason. I think that, that makes a lot of sense. All right, so Victoria...
Same thing. That's the biggest story for me that, you know, that I talked about the most with within my inner circle, the the biggest reaction that I had to the, you know, the pressure and this and the haters that came for Simone Biles. It was, all of it is just ridiculous and infuriating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jen.
It's not my favorite story, but I think the most important one that we all need to be concerned about is China and the fact that, I mean, I'd like to say all of the back and forth on the masks and the COVID, but the reason that we're here is because of China, and that's the one we need to focus on most.
I think I'm with you on that one. I'm also going to throw in a little extra with regard to my comments about Phil Valentine because of it, this being my business, because I know Phil and I know the circumstances. You all know that I've never been one of the anti-vax crowd. There is plenty of that thinking in America for sure. I've had my vaccinations, and I'm looking forward to being able to travel outside of America later this year, traveling within America as well. But I think, as far as the vaccines are concerned, I take the view that everybody ought to make up his own mind. And so what we talk about here on this program is different in, I think, in manner from what most talk radio programs or most hosts are, what their position has been. I think that we, this program specifically, the Countdown, but our programs in general have a job to inform people, to engage them, to entertain them. And so I think that means that we do what we do here. We have the great range of opinions, all points of view, and so when we look and we reference experts, that sometimes is in quotation marks because, frankly, at this point, I don't even know who the experts are. I know that I trust Ken Kronhaus. I trust Jack Stockwell. Both of them are health contributors to the DJV Health Show, but they don't agree. Jack says no to vaccines and no to masks, and Ken's just the opposite. But we present those points of view for you to make up your own mind. The rest of us here, you know, are pretty much on the same page as far as trying to handle the information and get it to you. And I guess that's what's important. So here we are with another week of reviewing the charts on the Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To take a ride in Nick Miles' car. It's our version of Car Talk here on the DJV program. So Nick is here to overview a number of things, including the future of the Chevy Camaro. I have a list of the top 10 vehicles that owners keep the longest. You'd be surprised. Well, maybe you won't be surprised at what the number one car is on that list. We'll get to the whole the nitty-gritty, as we say, in a matter of moments. There's a great car that you can't buy. Doesn't really do anything if you want. Yeah, I want to buy that car, but you can't. That's why for this year's hottest cars of summer list, Auto Trader made a few adjustments to account for current production problems. So let's listen to that story.
Auto Trader recently named their 2021 hottest cars for summer. The editors typically defined hottest as cars most in demand, but due to supply chain issues, many vehicles are not available. So, Auto Trader has factored in cars that are in supply. Auto Trader's executive editor, Brian Moody, has more.
Car shopping looks a lot different this year due to the inventory shortage, and it's important to us to ensure Auto Trader's list accurately reflects both what's good and what's currently available in the marketplace.
Currently, the following brands have plenty of cars for sale as the most abundant on Auto Trader: Ford, Chevrolet, Toyota, Jeep, Honda, Nissan, Ram, GMC, Hyundai, and BMW.
In looking at the most searched and the most available vehicles on AutoTrader, we got a good look at what in-market shoppers are facing. We found that popularity doesn't always equal scarcity.
To learn more about AutoTrader's hottest cars of summer 2021, visit AutoTrader.com.
Nick Miles with Doug Steffen here, an overview, first of all, of the top 10 vehicles that owners keep the longest. We were just talking, Nick and I, off the air about the difference between people who love cars and the people who treat cars like toasters.
Yes.
It's a great reference.
Sure.
So the people with the top 10 vehicle list, people keep the longest are the ones that treat their cars like toasters then, right?
Yeah, they're a piece of equipment that has a job, and they don't get attached to it. Many of them, anyway, they don't go outside and cry when they see how beautiful they are in the morning, and they don't throw themselves on the hood and kiss it multiple times. they're not those people.
Therefore, like, they're mostly all Toyotas, right?
Yes, because they are the most reliable cars out there, and they're the cars that people know if they go out in the driveway and they push the button 10 years later, it'll start. That's it.
That's exactly why they keep them. There you go.
Yep.
All right, if you keep a Chevy Camaro, will you be in a league of your own? Why in the world would, or am I reading this the wrong way, would the General Motors folks think of getting rid of the Camaro, which seems to be one of the icon, you know, it's like the it's like saying you're going to get rid of the Corvette, right?
Yeah.
Mustang. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting conundrum for them. First of all, they re-engineered this vehicle about 4 or 5 years ago and actually made it pretty brilliant. I mean, if you put it on a track next to a lot of its competitors, it will smoke them. I mean, it's become a real good performance vehicle.
Yeah.
However, then this is a huge mistake that they made. They haven't changed the interior, the exterior styling enough to attract new buyers to the segment. And as the older buyers who love the Camaro die off, which is, you know, they stop driving or they become too old to own one anymore, they haven't attracted this young, new, vibrant audience. And so what's happening is the audience of Camaros has gone away and they're not selling enough. So they're now trying to say, all right, here's the wheel. Let's see if it'll work if we make it square. And that's kind of what they're doing.
Wow.
They're trying to reinvent the wheel and see if they can find a new life for Camaro, and that happens to be an electrification.
An electric Camaro. I saw a really hot chick driving. Does that sound sexist? A hot chick driving a Camaro? She looked about 40. So that reason, I don't know. Maybe she's unusual and not the usual when it comes to those cars. I wouldn't have one because they're too small for me. But
So you've hit the nail on the head right there, Doug. Anybody over the height of sort of 6'2" can't even get their head straight inside it. They won't change the interior. There's no reason for it. They've got plenty of engineering, but they don't want to upset the Camaro in crowd. And detriment.
A 1968 Camaro Super Sport, red with a black top. And that was always worth much more than anybody paid for it when it was new.
Right.
Including now. Listen, it's all what you grew up around and what you like. The hottest cars. What would you say the hottest cars of this summer? What's the number one car this summer, do you think?
I'm slightly crazy and slightly partial, but I'm really into the BMW M8 competition because it goes really fast and you can't go anywhere without somebody asking you for a date.
Oh, perfect. All right, there it is. You heard it from the man, Nick Miles from R Auto Expert.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.